Hi, welcome to bridalstyleblog.com's wedding podcast with Dana from Day's Desk Weddings and Clarissa from Sweetest Things Events. Claire, are you there?
Hello, hello, good evening. I am
we
here.
We are so happy to be back, guys, and we were on hiatus. That was all me.
Yes.
Sorry, guys, yeah, I'm bridal boot camping around here. I'm trying to get it right, get it tight. My bad. I'm, like, really trying hard out here. It's really funny because I just really, really, really want to be hot this summer. And not that I would ever leave you brides out there. It's just that I'm actually working out with a few of you in the gym. So
it cuts into my... Oh, you're getting it in.
Yeah, I know. I can't even laugh. And shout out to the brides of 2015, 2016, because I can't laugh right now. You guys are going so ab heavy. I think y'all trying to fit in some birthdays around here. I'm just saying, you know, we're not talking about bridal styling, but as bridal stylists, as Claire and I are, it's very interesting because I notice, you know, the waistlines are being withered away, but the TNA is remaining. So moving on, what we're talking about tonight is your guest list. Not fun.
Yes, but, yes, I know it's not, but it has to be talked about.
Yeah, not a great topic. You know, basically we're going to give you a sifting grid for how to get rid of people. And it's, I don't know what to say. I mean, Claire.
Yeah, because, I mean, we touched on this the last time that we ran the blog. We talked about, you know, once you get the cat, meaning the wing, the first thing you want to do is plan the guest list. So we're going to tap into it deeper tonight. So I'm excited about this topic, even though it's a little boring, but we're going to make it fun and interesting. So I'm ready.
Okay, first of all, these are very boring topics, but we are never boring, guys. This is the best and the number one wedding podcast. Claire was just massaging y'all. Y'all could feel good because that's what she do. She's pleased with it. We are never boring. You will not find a better wedding podcast than us. And I think everybody's been really participating in the bridal giveaway. I love it. I love it. Wait. Yeah, I love it. You guys have been strong, Jay, all day, putting your bridal salutes up. We are going to post the winner tonight, but do not let that stop you from participating in our giveaways. I'm just saying, hey, girl, or writing in. And it's not just me. It's also Claire. We have wedding planners. We have so many wedding professionals to answer your question. If you write in instead of photography question, guess what? I'm not answering it. I think I'm taking pretty pictures because, you know, well, shout out to our video editor. Let me give her a big shout out, Jackie
hey,
Corbin. Congratulations,
hey.
Baby girl. We are so happy for you. We are in love. We've had two people from this blog to move on to amazing media opportunities, and that lets me know that we must be on the right track. Right, Claire?
Yes.
They're going to be next, y'all.
Yes,
watch this. All right, so here we go. We're going to tackle that thing of guests. Oh, Claire, do you want to take it first, or should I textbook it? What do you think?
Well,
I go through my CUNY lesson plans.
I want you to lead off into it, and then I'll jump in there.
All right, sounds good. So I guess right now I think it's better for us to do qualifying, right?
Yes.
So I used to say this, but it was, like, useful 7 years ago, but now it's not because of bridal service. So I used to say drawing up a guest list is like serving champagne. All right?
Mm.
Just when you think you've poured enough, the bubbles take over the glass and it overflows.
That's right.
Should I say that again? Creating a guest list is like serving champagne. Just when you think you have the perfect pour, the bubbles take over the glass and overflow. So this ties into sending out invitations and, ladies, sending out save the date. Shout out, guys. Meet us on Twitter. Sweetest Things Events is having a Twitter party while we're doing this right now, so don't miss that opportunity. You guys go and do that. We're not launching a chat room. If you guys want to talk, guess what? Just let us know. Hit us up on IG, Twitter. Let us know you want to speak. We'll click on your mic. We're not going to waste time clicking on the mic tonight. Hey, Zola! Oh, Zola Registry just chimed in, and they are the best wedding registry out there. Zola's the best wedding registry, hands down. Shout out to you, girls. Thank you for listening. Thank you for chiming in. What I'm going to say is that the whole thing is you have to be careful. Do not send out 100 save the dates if you only have 100 guests. Send out 50. Okay, so I really, you know, we talk about these numbers every year. I think, Claire, this is our, third or fourth year talking about these numbers.
Yes.
With y'all, not with our personal clients, but with you guys. So we really need you guys to know, do not send out 100 invitations if you only have 125 people coming. You know your people got partners that will find some for your wedding to make their exes happy or themselves not feel so lonely. So, and, you know, that woman with all her kids. Like, you have to think about that when you're creating your guest list. So we're going to help you with this very interesting but boring topic, as Claire said. She wasn't lying. But we're going to help you because potentially this will cost you the most money, okay? You can go out there and buy a proper wedding dress for thousands of dollars, and that won't compare to a mismanaged guest list. Your guest list is your money. And ladies who don't have a lot of coins, I'm with you. I don't have a lot of coin at all. So girls like us need to pay attention to our guest list, all right? So let's get into it. Now, this is how you kind of get rid of, and I wish, shout out to Elle New York, I'm going to get Gabby on here for Paper versus Plastic again 2015 so she can tell you what you need in the suite. Yeah, because we wanted her tonight, but she's traveling, and we've been touching back and forth, and we've all been crazy. Because, you know, we're very blessed this year, so we don't want to, you know, we're just happy. But I want to say that it's very important that it's early, because a lot of times, you know, we think, okay, that's my guess list. He has 75, I have 50, and that's all it is. Mm-mm, don't lie to yourself. Girl, please stop. Do not lie to yourself. That's not what it is. You have to incorporate the parents, because your parents got a right to a couple of tables. They raised you. They gave you oatmeal. They changed your diapers. So your parents have a right to their tables. His parents or her parents have a right to their tables. What about those coworkers? What about those people who make your life comfortable, whatever you do, wherever you work? So I just need everyone to really be realistic before you even post your bridal salute. Shout out to all the brides who entered the Tijani Jewelry giveaway.
We are so excited.
Yes, I am so excited about all. We're going to announce. You know what? I ain't even announcing the winner, Claire. I think we're going to let it rock. We all know who it is. I love her, baby girl. I love her. But I think I'm just going to wait and post it.
I mean, it's
we
awesome
have a great thing coming from. We have a great thing coming on the blog for MG Hair and Makeup and Catherine Cosmetics that is not down, pass out, gorge. And I think I'm going to let y'all go over there and see it. So I think I'm going to just post a picture. I don't know. I don't want to bully them. Claire, should I say it? I'll say it after the show.
Okay.
Let's hurry up because the Empire is coming on. So we're going to roll through because we all want to see Empire tonight, right? Shout out to everybody listening. I see you. I love you. Thank you for joining us. So back to guest attendance and invitations. We're not going to get any invitations because it's Gabby's thing, but I want to just say something before you even think about picking out an invitation, before you even think about posting your cat for bridalstyleblog.com to see Instagram, make sure you have that guest list. I mean, really, am I wrong?
Well, I mean, no, because I remember when you first brought that up last time we were on. At first, I was like, huh? But now I totally get it. And so, yes, definitely before you post that ring and you show it off, especially on social media, get that guest list together. Get it together first and foremost.
That's true. And, guys, don't be twisted. Like, I know all of the whole etiquette manners have loosened, so it's cool. And, you know, the whole thing, hashtag, so this happened today, I love it. Make sure when you post, you say, and this happened today, hashtag bridal style blog. We want that BSB bride. We're looking for you. We're going to give you a lot of stuff. We're going to have a good time with you. I'm even going to give you guys virtual free wedding planning, so make sure you do that. But let me tell you something. What you don't do is post it without having your guest list. Please don't do that, because you need to manage it. As soon as you post your cat, your bridal salute on IG, your mom tells everyone you're getting married, you know what happens? People start saying, well, what day? What day?
Book the place. They do. They start asking.
You've got to manage that.
Yes, they want details, they want to know when, where.
Exactly,
how.
Because they love you or they want your free food, one or the other, or they just want to see what dress you're going to wear. So we're going to try and help you guys do that. We are not clicking on any mics today, but let's move on. So let's talk about qualifying things for people to be on your ABC list. Let's talk about that A list, though, because we're running rapidly. Claire, did I miss anything back?
No. No, you didn't. That's pretty much the gist of it so far.
And guys, let me tell you something. Whoever makes your guest list a save date, whoever does not make your guest list does not get a save the date. Now, I know there's this popular thing going on in big churches with big people, with celebrities and pastors, people, and all that kind of thing, where people invite people to the ceremony only.
Mm. I had to take a deep breath on that.
I'm not even speaking about that, because I'm just going to say, Bridal Style Blog does not condone that, but I know it's popular. I know you have to appease people in the church and have your ceremony and your ceremony with, you know, your people who you worship with. I just am probably old school etiquette where it's still not appropriate, ladies and gentlemen.
You know,
so I will just continue to say, if you don't get an invitation to the ceremony and not a reception, that has to be such an awful feeling.
Yeah,
because the person
weird.
Who shows up to your ceremony, yeah, right? The person who shows up
weird.
To your ceremony and knows that is that loyal person who deserves a seat at your reception. By the way, guys, there's like literally an 18% curve of people you hate at your wedding reception. So your judgment is off already. Okay, Claire, take it over, because you know I get crazy. You know I get, we won't speak all those truths while we talk about the church.
Yeah. I mean, we got to be a little careful, but.
Exactly. I'm sorry. My bad, guys. I didn't mean to offend anybody. So please listen to what I said and apply it. So I'm okay. Moving on. So, guys, get your pen and paper out. Brides, grooms ready. And grooms, I know it's probably y'all out there listening, because y'all not even clicking on y'all mics. So this is grooms going to probably narrow their budget here, guys. Hey, have you talked to this person in the last year? And for my challenge, folks, I want you to write A on the top and draw a line. Write B on the top and draw a line. And that's vertical, guys. C on the top and draw a line, okay? And we're going to run through this really quick because Empire is coming on, so we got it out.
Yep, got a few minutes.
Make sure you hash Empire, too, that we had to leave. All right? So, guys, A, have you talked to this person in the last year? Now, I am assuming that you listed all of the people on your guest list, and we're just checking them off. So maybe we should list the guest list on an Excel sheet, because this Excel sheet becomes very valuable.
Keeps you organized, too. Very organized.
Not only that, how happy are you are when people zap you their guest list with highlights of the colors of who's groom, who's bride, who's everybody, who's moms?
Yeah, I mean.
So, guys, you had pen and paper, right? So you said start here, and we started on, have you talked to this person for last year? If you have a list of names on Excel, or write it out if you're crazy, and you have ABC lists, right, with vertical lines. So we're going to say, have you talked to this person in the last year? You check that off. Now, ready for this? Next question, next column, spend time with them outside of work. And these
now,
are all columns.
B, that's a B column, right?
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm all crazy. No.
It's
these
okay.
are all, I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. So you start here, and these are all questions that you're going to ask. So it's not an ABC list, really. It's qualifying your ABC list. But what I need you to do is, I'm sorry, I didn't clarify that. I actually should have put a diagram up. What I need you to do is write the names of everybody. And then my grids are more question marks. So maybe we should label the yes and no in numbers. And I know it's confusing, so I'm going to do this later because I just confused every fucking body. Oops, sorry. God, keep doing that. Claire, talk more so I curse less. Please.
It's okay.
Talk
more.
You know your girlfriend? No. We do live here. You know me. You know I'm challenged. Help me, please. This is not good. We'll never get the TLC this way, baby girl. Come on, stop. So, just, you know, I need five grids. So ABC list doesn't work. But what I need you guys to do is put a name. And then if you don't want to do ABC list, then put, like, check marks. So put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's what I usually tell my brides. I've been trying to tell y'all that because y'all didn't hire basis weddings or sweetest thing events, but I'll tell you. So you put the names on one side, on the left side, right? And then you put the list of grids. So you put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I like 12 qualifying reads, but you really only need a good 6 or something. So these are them. Start here. So we have John Smith, right? And he's line A. But then under 1, have you talked to this person in the last year? Yes. Okay. So 2, do you spend time with them outside of work? Do you? Probably not because work sucks. So you say no. So do you have a close personal connection? And you're going 1, 2, 3 across the list. Whoever makes all those checkpoints, and you know what? We got to take this to the whiteboard. We just got to start that. And I have the equipment to do it, so I'm going to do that for you guys. Do you have a close personal family connection with this person? Because sometimes you'll be like, yo, get the Bozak. But this person's like a real person, and you have to invite them to your wedding. And I get it. So that person gets a check. All right? Are you guys following? I know it's so hard. I should have did it on video, but I will. So. Now, here's the real question, and here's my question, which is why I only will have 24 people at my wedding. By the way, Claire, I'm in like.
Well, you know,
I met them, girl.
Wedding, so.
I'm already planning the wedding. I just don't know who's going to make the dress. Okay. The wedding is planned.
I knew it.
It's planned. You knew it, right?
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the wedding is planned. The wedding is planned. I went to church on Sunday, and the first thing I said was, thank you, Jesus. I'm so happy. All right, so moving on. Is this someone you would normally buy dinner for? And that's why I said that. Now, if you wouldn't buy dinner for this person at brunch, lunch, dinner, coffee, Taco Bell, are you really going to spend $178 for them to sit at your wedding? I mean, like, really? Because the funny thing is that you have to say, okay, even if you live in a place where you're paying $65 per person or $35 per person or $15 per person, you still have to add on tax. You still have to add on service charge, tip. So guess what, guys? Guess what? You're paying a lot of money for this person. So if you would not spend a dime on this person at Taco Bell, they don't make your guest list.
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you.
Keep moving.
Here's another one. Here's another one. And I would call my girl out, but I love her, and I know she's there. And I actually put her ass in my wedding party, even though I've known her for a year. But do they know your partner's name? Now, I ain't going to go into my stuff. Do they know your partner's name?
That's a big one. But you know,
if they do not know your partner's name, I don't think they deserve $138 minimum of catering.
What if they just love you to death? And it's like,
if you love me to death, you would keep up with my lovers.
But what if did you say lovers? Or lovers?
First of all, Claire, hello. You keep up with me. I mean, come on now. I ain't trying to talk about my personal business, but if you love a person, you keep up with them. You know. It's not Stevie.
Still.
It's Mark. Oh, it's not Mark. It's Alex. Like, you know. So,
you know, it's sometimes where you might know the lover's name or the, you know, the fiancé's name, but you don't know him personally, but the bride and you are very, very close.
If we close, she knows his name.
Yeah, but she may not know.
That's right, Tosh. That's right, Tosh. Shout out to my girl Adrienne Robinson on the West Coast, who's keeping a Twitter party happening. Love you to death, girl. Did you see her tweet? Yeah.
Yes.
Damn right. Shout out to the West Coast. I'll see you guys soon. I am so excited. Adrienne, we miss you. Call in. That was me dropping the iPad because Claire and I are fighting over if they don't know your partner's name, they deserve $138 worth of wedding planning. I don't think so. But we agree to disagree, so we're going to move on. So,
all right. Yes.
Yes. So, is this somebody you would buy dinner for? We went over that. If no, then you're buying dinner for them at your wedding. I don't know what that's about. I don't think I would invite somebody to my wedding who I wouldn't pay for dinner for. Even unless they were work people who could get me a promotion, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. And that's just my output. But, I mean, Claire, if you have a different thing, you know, and you're less crazy, then maybe you should let everyone know. Like,
well, I'm just going back to some of my experiences. When I was growing up, I was invited to weddings. Like, for instance, I remember I went to a wedding. I didn't know the groom. I knew the bride. I grew up with her, knew her since I was a baby. We grew up in the church together. And she had a huge wedding at the church, and I was on the guest list. And I never even met her fiancé. Didn't even know his name. But me and my family were still invited to the wedding. You think it's different because I grew up with her in the church, maybe? Or, I don't know, what are your thoughts on that? That's why I think that it's okay. But maybe because of, it's, you know, maybe you have to look at it.
No, but that's right. And that's why you guys have the best of both opinions. And that's why this podcast is actually the best wedding podcast out there. Because you guys don't get, yes, people, you guys get different genres of different experiences. And both of them actually are correct. So, moving on. If they don't know your partner's name, if they grew up with you in the church, yeah, you kind of got to invite them. Now, I think I'm the only one who meets this. Will they make your wedding more fun? I still can't believe I wasn't invited to Claire's wedding.
Wait a minute.
Just saying. So, I can't believe I wasn't invited to Claire's wedding. Shout out to Taj Events again. Girl, we miss you. We love you. I can't wait.
Yes.
We're going to In-N-Out Burger as soon as I get there for my sister's wedding. We're going to like, do a lot of lovely stuff. Now, will they make your wedding planning, your wedding more fun? If it's yes, that's great. If they make it more fun through alcohol, eliminate it.
No.
That takes me out. Make your wedding more fun on the other side. Yes or no? Ow. Ow. Okay, so Taj just killed me. Did you see her on Twitter?
She said you can hire a clown
to make it more fun. Yeah, I love that woman. Why isn't she on this with us? She's killing me. Oh, my God. We love you, Taji. By the way, shout out to Taj Events out there on the West Coast. What you doing, girl? Empire is not coming on, so why aren't you on tonight? So... Now, will they make your wedding more fun with alcohol? Maybe, yes, no, I don't know. If they make it more fun with alcohol, guys, just eliminate them. Unless they're a best friend, a fraternity, sorority person, somebody you just can't sift out. Because most likely they'll just pass out after an hour and it'll be okay. So, you're invited if you spend time with them at work, somebody you would have dinner with normally, and they make your wedding more fun. And sometimes it's just, I love you, so they get invited, right? Now, here we go. If they will make your wedding more fun, but your parents don't like them, and your parents are paying for the wedding.
That makes it even more intense.
They make that B-list, unfortunately. So this is a very hard topic because you can't tell people who to love, who to invite. So if you guys get your paper out right now, I think I'm going to run down a couple of tips that you can do to save yourself when creating your A, B, C list, because that's what we're supposed to be here for, right? So let's call your A list your master list, your ultimate euphoric, perfect party environment, not your who I want to see me. That's not it. Abandon that. You're getting married. You're going into the next phase of your love, gratitude for the universe, people, God, all that. So, let's think. First of all, hate to go back here, Claire. How much money you got?
Yeah, but
we
don't run
through this
because
we got Empire coming on.
So are we going back to the money, to the budget, starting at that, or?
You know what? I want to say I'm going back to the budget, but I'm really running through because everything begins with me, with the budget. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I don't refuse people for budget, but I know when I can't do it. I mean, like, everything goes back to the budget. So I'm going to run down this really quick because we have to go because our girl is on Empire. Not on Empire, she's a producer, but we got to go. So, because we love her and we support her. So find out how much money you can spend per guest on the food. That's one. Before creating your master guest list, meaning your A-list, make sure your spouse has another list. Make sure his parents and your parents have another list. Okay, all your parents' people do not go on the B-list because your parents have A-listers. And those are the people who are going to give you gifts, all right? So this is how you make sure your A-list is your A-list. Must invite. These are people that you have no choice but to invite, that your life will be ultimately forever altered if you don't invite them. They're A-list, right? And do not think single friends are B-list. Single friends are A-list if they go to brunch with you, if they hold your hair while you're vomiting, if they're hanging out at the club, if they love you, they're your best friend, they're A-list. But you do not get to determine if she sleeps with 12 guys in a year that she doesn't get a partner. Because if she's paying for your bridal shower and your bachelorette and she holds your hair while you're vomiting, guess what? She probably deserves a table. So moving on. As a general rule, always invite family first. Because remember, your wedding guests are your witnesses, but do not invite family that you do not speak to. Do not feel obligated to invite coworkers either.
Yeah,
if you don't work with them every day, if you don't talk to them every day, it's all right. If you have a close network of coworkers that you talk to, you lean on, you talk about your relationship, they deserve a table. Not meaning that sole person, but just a coworker table in a whole. All right. Now, children, we're going to revisit that. So I'm done. Claire, do you want to sign off?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to everyone for tuning in tonight. I had fun.
Yes, thank you. We see you guys on the blog, and we appreciate it.
Everybody, a happy Wedding Wednesday.
Yes, and guys, we're so sorry. It was all my fault. It was all my fault. Yeah. I'll say it. It was all my fault. Yeah. I'm just really pissed we're not on Sirius yet. But we are here because I couldn't believe that we didn't do the podcast and people were actually asking for it. So we love you so much. And I am going to answer all of those questions. Claire's going to help me. Like, I'm so honored that you guys knew that. I wasn't doing it, so I'm back.
I know. It's so cool.
I know. It is. It is amazingly cool. And guess what I have for you guys? A new giveaway from Australia, which you know is my favorite place in the world. Love the people.
Nice.
Too much. And we're going to do a giveaway with a rhinestone satin knicker, which we call blue panties. You guys are going to love this shirt. It's a monogram. Stay tuned. We are going to post a Tajani giveaway. We have our winner. She is very lucky because I wanted that Bible cuff. I might fight her in a parking lot.
I want it myself.
Yes. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Remember that at Fashion Week? I was like, oh,
yes.
You know what? Shout out to Parisian Fashion Week that we're not at right now. I'm not hating. I'm just zoning with my eyeballs. But I'm just jealous. Guys, we're going to focus on bridal style next month, but next week we're going to help you guys figure out this wedding registry and your paper versus plastic invitations. Because we're talking about guests, and if you guys have any questions, because I ramble on, if you guys have any questions about your ABC list, we are here. You guys can always write into the wedding planner. You know I'm here for you, Claire. Let's sign off.
Well, good night, everybody. We love you. Thanks for listening in, and we will see you guys next week.
Yes, we'll see you next week at 8:30, and I can't wait.
Can't wait either. Good night.